Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Hour number two, USA Prepares. Kyle in Montana is on the line. Joanne in Delaware is waiting to be on the line. And Rich Sheban's with us live in Montana. Kyle, you had something you wanted to mention?
Yeah, I'll tell you a couple little things, and I'll get off here and let Rich run with it, and the other lady, Joanne. Folks, if you're cutting wood that's on your property, and you don't have, or you're cutting wood and you don't have to haul it very far, don't just take the limbs and throw them away. Take these limbs that are, you know, anything from 3/4 of an inch up to 3 or 4 inches. Cut them up into chunks and pile them up. I have a pile that's out by our chicken coop on the other side of the woodshed that's probably, 10 or 12 feet in diameter and 4 or 5 feet high. And that makes great start wood for things like starting a fire in the morning, and you don't want to have to even start burning your main source of firewood. Just save those limbs. They dry out. Cut them up into 16-inch chunks or whatever size you need, and just throw them in this pile and cover them with a tarp and just let them sit there. It'll save you, you know, a cord of wood or half a cord at least of firewood when you don't really need to be burning whole chunks of wood. Like Rich does all the time, you know, conserve. And, the other thing I would mention for people is that the new on pickup trucks and stuff, the newer 3/4-ton trucks, boy, really be careful, because some of the newer stuff that's newer than 04-ish in that range, 02, actually even 02, 03, 04, the springs underneath some of them, you're not going to get 3/4 of a ton or 3/4 of a cord of wood on them things without it looking like you're a Mexican lowrider. It's just, you want to, if you can get an older truck, that's the springs underneath them are just so much better. And with that, I'll let Rich run and you run with things and Joanne. But there's so much to this stuff. There's chainsaws and different angles on your cuts and what type of wood you're going to be cutting with the chainsaw for that purpose. And there's so much. You could talk on this for hours. But anyway, I'll let you guys go. And I love the show, Vince. I love getting into preparedness and teaching people what to do and how to do it.
But, Kyle, let's do a broadcast in a few weeks on cutting wood, just on that. If you're available, I'd love to do that with you.
I'd love to do that with you, Vince.
Okay, we'll stay in touch. Hey, Kyle, thank you so much for being with us.
See you, Kyle.
There goes Kyle. Joanne, welcome.
Hi. This is Joanne.
Hey.
Hi.
We can hardly hear you. Could you just speak up
okay.
just a little bit? Yeah,
this
that's great.
A little better? Okay.
Much better.
I'm tuning in late, so if you covered this already, I apologize. But my question is, my neighbor harvested some wood from my yard that I had a tree cut down. I think it was a box elder. And so he gave me some of the wood from it, which I burned in my fireplace, and it stunk up the house. So, you know, I know certain hardwoods are better than others. But my thought was, I've seen external units for the purpose of burning wood and heating a house, and I was just wondering about Rich's thoughts on those type of units.
Well, Joanne, it all depends on how you define functionality depends on your lifestyle. It depends on how much wood you you want to fuel. My type of stove, or any wood stove in the cabin in the house, takes a little more maintenance because you have to put more wood in during the course of the day. Now, I know people who have outdoor-type burners like Vince does. I know one guy who uses 4 to 5 foot lengths, and then he heats his home with hot water radiators. And he literally feeds his stove once or twice a day. So it all depends on what you want. See, I like to kill multiple birds with one stone. You get the exercise from it, you get the heat from it, you get the cooking from it, you get the hot water from it, and with my glass door, I get the ambiance from it. So I've had thousands of people here over the years looking at my wood stoves, and I've gotten lots of compliments on this newer FlameView. It's not only a pretty stove, but it has functionality. Functionality is one of my favorite words. I love pretty, don't get me wrong, but I will take ugly 10 times out of 10 for better functionality. So it all depends, again, on your lifestyle, on what you want. If you live in an area where you don't have covenants, where you don't have, and it depends on your loan. If you have a loan with a bank or a lender, there's a lot of things that you cannot do. And then you got to contact your insurance company. Then you got to find out if your area it doesn't have any inversion regulations. So there's a lot of homework you have to do when you live in rural Montana. Most places in rural Montana does not have that. Some do, like the town of Missoula. I lived there for 19 years, and thank God I left right when they were eliminating wood stoves. The town of Libby, and that's here in Lincoln County in northwest Montana, they live in a bowl. The town is in a bowl, so they have inversions. So they got rid of wood cook stoves there also. I think you can still use wood stoves if they have a certain functionality to them. So, Joanne, you're going to have to answer that question. You're going to have to look at all the features and then look at your covenants and your regulations and laws and decide how you want to live. I love relearning 19th century skills, but dovetailing them with 21st century technology. To me, I get the best of all worlds. And you have to decide what's going to be best for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I just finished reading your book, actually. So, you know, I think that you contribute a lot to the broadcast. And you actually live by what you talk about. So you're the real deal. So anything that information that you provide or insight is appreciated. So, thank
you. Well, I thank you for that, Joanne. And I think the most important part of the book isn't the lifestyle, so to speak. It's the fact that I am basically trying to sacrifice myself to make sure the people understand that we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. And we have to make people understand that the powers that be want third world dictatorships and wars to justify illegal immigration to collapse the West. It's an engineered collapse. And people need to realize that, especially the Democrats and the rhinos on the Republican side, are bought and paid for by the elites. And a few Republicans are trying to hold on to rights, freedoms, and the rule of laws so us common people can have access to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And this is why I talk a lot about economic solutions that revolve around, unfortunately, trying to keep the status quo in power, but basically ignoring the people. And this is why we have to think outside the box. This is why we need citizen review boards. This is why Trump says America needs to go back to the people. And this is why we need the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. We're not going to fix any of these words like corruption, ethics, manipulation, morals, supply and demand, free markets, profits, valuations, debt, credit, solvency, stimulation of the economy, growth. If we don't have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, all these words and definitions have turned into jokes, politically correct buzzwords. And this is why the little people need to wake up and be aware and fight for truth. And if we don't, pretty soon all our rights, all our lifestyle options will be eliminated. And, you know, Micah Brzezinski from MSNBC or CNN, I don't know where she's from, same news, they're all bought and paid for. She quoted that the media's job is to control exactly what the people think. Well, I disagree. I think we need to read and research ourselves and think for ourselves and decide what's going to be the best for ourselves, not by defining us by groups, but defining us by Americans. And Joanne, thank you again for the kind words.
I appreciate it. We are very much aligned, and you know, I really appreciate the effort of the broadcasters, Vince, yourself, and Steve, many of the others, for sharing this information because it has motivated me to become more self-sufficient. So I don't want to tie up the broadcast, but I really appreciate your taking my call. Thank you.
Joanne, I just have a couple quick comments. Are you still there?
Sure. Yes.
Oh, okay. Different types of wood have a different BTU content. So what we were talking about before, pine burns quickly but doesn't have very much heat value. Oak,
right.
Hickory, the harder the wood, the harder or the more BTUs. So that's one thing. The inside wood stoves are your most efficient if you have an airtight one.
Okay.
And what Rich has is an airtight cooking wood stove. So he's got everything. He's got heating and he's got cooking capability.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that, the only downside to that, well, maybe there are two. One is that you have to hold the wood inside. Two, you have a smaller firebox. And three, when you open the wood stove, there's a possibility of a puff of smoke coming up when you open the door to reload it, depending on the draft in the chimney. So you can minimize all that. In our case, what we did was we bought an outside wood furnace, which has a 4 foot wide by 5 foot long firebox. I could put a Christmas tree in there or a couple bodies, you know. And sometimes we have to put bodies in the wood stove. So, for example, a calf might be born and die in the winter when we can't bury it because the ground is frozen. So the best thing that we can do is cremate that dead calf. Okay, so you can, yeah, and that's another thought. So the question is, what do you want to do? Now, if I'm not mistaken, Rich, your wood stove was about $8,000. Is that correct?
Oh, no, not even close. Probably close to half of that. Because I bought it in Canadian dollars and we have a 32% exchange rate in our favor. And I also want to comment on the box elder, Joanne.
Yes.
Box elder is good to burn only because it gets rid of the box elder bugs. That they are the worst bugs in the world to get rid of. Very difficult. And if you can't kill a box elder bug, there's a white concentrate pesticide called Tempo SC, T-E-M-P-O-S-C. And it doesn't take much. You buy it in a concentrate from like a farm ranch store. It's one of the best pesticides in the world, has no scent, and it does kill box elders and stink bugs. So for those of you who have any bug problems, you spray that for a couple of years in certain places, and pretty soon you won't even have a bug in the house. If you do, it won't last very long. Vince?
Yep. Joanne, did you have anything else you wanted to share
no,
or
that's
ask?
It. I appreciate the feedback.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Joanne in the First State. Rich and I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
On Thursday, between the hours of 6 p.m. and 8 p.m., Steve Elkins and I will be filling in for John Statmiller on Republic Broadcasting. And if you'd like to listen to this broadcast we're going to be doing, it's a special broadcast about USA Prepares, meaning the way we live, the way we do things here on the farm. So I'll be talking about my book, which I have not published, and it's not for sale, and you can't buy it anywhere. But I'll be talking about the content of the books, the way I do things, the way our family does things. That's this Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on republicbroadcasting.org. And, Rich Sheehan, you mentioned that there's plenty of exercise when heating with wood. There's no question about that. And in your case, no electricity is used unless you want to run a fan. So, class, here's one thought. Farmers try to reuse everything. In Rich Sheehan's case and in ours, tree limbs fall on the farm, trees die, and you have almost free heat. Almost free. The reason I say almost is because you probably are going to use a chainsaw to cut up the wood. You're probably going to use a truck or some kind of four-wheeler to haul the wood. Other than that, it's free. And then the wood ashes that are the result, they go in the garden and they supplement the garden. And our ash pile, I'm estimating, is at least 1,000 pounds. So on the grass it goes to supplement the grass for the cows. In the garden it goes. Nothing goes to waste. Rich Sheehan?
Well, I'll tell you, the best way when you live in the North Country, the best utilization of wood ash, and I put it in my driveway, and I've used it for different things, but putting it on your frozen driveway, folks, for traction, unbelievable, especially during the late summer, or pardon me, the late winter, when the snow is melting, and it's, you're getting more ice as you drive over it. You put that wood ash on slippery places, it's... You're just going to be in awe of the traction that you get. And then, well, you say, some people might be saying, well, you're going to get, it's going to be all, you know, dirty and gross because of the ash getting wet. Well, once the ash dry, once the snow and ice melts, and a lot of that ash will be swept away in when the ice and snow does melt, but the little bit that's left there, as soon as it dries up, it'll be blown away and add more nutrients to the soil around your driveway. But save it. I save all my ash for the latter part of winter, and it works phenomenal. So try it. If you have, like, if you have animals, if you have feed bags, you know, obviously the ash has to be cool. I always harvest the ash from the stove in a metal bucket, and I let it cool for a couple of days, and then I'll put it in a feed bag, and then I'll use it, and it works so well. Vince?
And another thing is the biochar, that those chunks of almost burned wood. I put those in the garden, and it's got lots of crevices and lots of holes and tunnels. And the microbes get in there, and it's beneficial for the soil. So great for the garden. We put it in our house plants, our dwarf fruit trees that go in the house in the winter, outside in the summer. So it's great for all that. That we don't waste anything. And as Rich said, cardboard boxes. If you have bacon grease, you can save all that. Bacon grease makes a great fire starter. So let's say you've got an indoor wood stove and you have used paper towels to wipe out the pan because you don't want to pour grease down your septic system because it'll destroy it. You can save that grease on that paper towel. You can pour the grease into jars and save it, and then spoon it into your fire that you're going to start. You can spoon some of that thick bacon grease onto the kindling. A little bit of newspaper, great way to start a fire. Have you done that, Rich?
Well, yeah, we've even used it for cooking with, like in lieu of cooking oil.
Yeah.
You know, we don't eat a lot of bacon,
right?
But everything. There's nothing this lifestyle doesn't provide regarding recycling. Everything gets reused. Everything but glass and plastic
gets
reused.
I was going to say, those milk jugs, that's a tough one to reuse. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As House Democrats open an official impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes the upper chamber would have no choice but to hold an impeachment trial if the House continues to move in that direction. McConnell telling CNBC that the rules on impeachment are crystal clear. Vermont Senator and White House hopeful Democrat Bernie Sanders says he supports the impeachment inquiry, but he says he's afraid it will draw all of the lawmakers' attention for some time when there's other work to be done.
If we have a president who is corrupt, who has violated the law, who has violated his oath of office and the Constitution of the United States, he has to be impeached. But that doesn't mean that Congress should ignore the needs of working families all over this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are
you
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Chapin's with us, offgridmontana.com. And if you'd like to buy the same book that Joanne bought, you can buy it. It's One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. It's available at Amazon. I've got a quick message. I've got in my hands a Ziploc bag, and in it are two dog biscuits. And they're the large-sized dog biscuits. They're about 3 inches long. They're for the big dogs. We bought them at Menards. It's Menards brand for Thomas Jefferson, our English Mastiff. And they have bugs in them. So they're not out of date. They're within the best used-by date. They have bugs in them. And I believe what happened is the hot temperatures, the hot trucks, encourage these bugs to develop very quickly. So before you give your dog biscuits, check the biscuits because they may contain bugs. And these were in a sealed bag, a sealed plastic bag, not like a bag that lets lots of air in, completely sealed. So we didn't do it. These biscuits came complete with hitchhikers, bugs. And they're going back to Menards, of course. And Menards is going to say, we'll give you a new bag. And I'm going to say, have you lost your mind? You really think I'm going to give whatever you give me as a replacement to my dog? No. And I want to have my dog checked for worms and parasites, and that's going to cost Menards. Because we didn't do this. This is a defective product. Bob in Nebraska, welcome. You're on with Rich Eben.
Hi, good morning. Rich, I was only able to listen about the last 5 minutes of your show, and I just want to tell you, you might have already covered it, but making kindling, I burn ash and red elm, and when I use my chainsaw to make my starter kindling, it makes little shavings. Take the chainsaw and you go vertical up on your wood chunk. I just put it on my sawhorse, and you get a whole bunch of shavings real quick, and I put a tarp underneath it, and I let it dry out for a few days, and then it's dry and ready to burn.
Yeah, well, Bob, what I do is I use a wood splitter, and when you split wood, I get probably just from the peripheral pieces that fall off to the side, the little chips, I probably get half a year's worth of kindling right there. Oh. And then we may spend maybe an hour or two with a box or two. Mm-hmm. To get the rest of the kindling we need. Kindling is not even an issue, especially when you burn boxes and junk mail and you know, all these things that we save. Lighting a fire is easy peasy. It's not even an issue. In fact, my wood is so dry, I know I could easily start a fire without kindling,
mm-hmm.
just using splits.
Yeah,
I've got a question for you, Bob.
Yes.
What do you use to ignite your fire? And then, Rich, what do you use?
Matches? I'm doing that with them shavings, you know, just the shavings. I just grab a handful, and then I put some other little kindling scrap wood on top, and mm-hmm. that's all I use. I don't need to use any accelerant or anything.
Right. But what do you use to ignite it? Do you use matches? Do you use a lighter? What do you use?
Yeah, I just use matches.
Okay. And, Rich, how about you?
Yeah, just matches, no accelerant, no nothing, because we have so much garbage that accumulates. You know, it could be napkins, could be junk mail, could be a lot of things. I just light it up, and it's 5 minutes, I got a hot fire.
Now, the reason I'm asking that question is I've noticed that matches are harder and harder to find. And, you used to be able to go to the supermarket, and if you bought a pack of cigarettes, you'd have matches. And they would sell books of, you know, the boxes of the books of matches for, I don't know, 29 cents for, you know, a whole box of them. Now they're harder and harder to find. And to ship them, it's a hazardous material fee for shipping matches. So my suggestion to our class is get some matches. I'm talking about the cardboard ones, not the expensive stick ones, the wood stick ones. But get the regular old matches, put them in a jar, like a spaghetti sauce jar that has a gasketed lid, and put them in there. And I know they'll last at least 40 years, because ours are 40 years old.
That's good
really
idea.
True.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. It's been great talking with both of you guys. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. You bet. Bye.
Rich, just a quick comment. There was a guy that showed up at our first expo number one, and he had something called a fire starter. And literally, it was sawdust and wax.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've
seen that. They put it in a little pouch, and Jim Baker came to this expo number one, and This guy was thinking he could start getting his product off the ground. A little pouch, a little plastic pouch, kind of like the size of a sandwich baggie, Ziploc baggie. And that's all it had in there was a used byproduct that nobody wanted, which is sawdust. And he got some wax, put it together, and he called it Insta-Fire. He sold 20,000 packages right out of the gate when he met up with Jim Baker, you know, the felon, the convicted felon who was selling he was selling the same timeshare to multiple people. That guy? Absolutely true. So the Insta-Fire thing really took off. So what you can do, I would think, and I haven't done this, but I'm sure you can do this, pretty sure, you can take some of that sawdust, save it. And we save sawdust here for lots of reasons. But I think you can mix that with some animal fat, and there you have your own version of Insta-Fire. But we use the sawdust in the shop, the automotive shop, to pick up, to soak up when it's dried. We pick up oil droppings, drippings. And sometimes I need to mend large holes in wood. So I take sawdust and I mix it with Elmer's Carpenter wood glue, and I make a thick paste out of it, and I can fill in a hole, and it's just like wood. So sometimes I need to do that, and that's what I do. So those are my comments about sawdust.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we're really talking about is preparation. We're talking about building skill sets. We're talking about thinking for yourself. We're talking about reading and researching up and listening and sharing information with others. We're talking about everything from food preservation, gardens. You know, we've talked about edible medicinal plants, buying land, living rural, learning that balance in life, because we're losing the balance. We're losing the balance between 19th century skills and 21st century technology. Political correctness is making us lose the balance between being serious and humor, or nature and technology. And so many people say, well, I don't have the time to do the reading and researching and start a whole new life. Well, the average American spends 7 to 8 hours watching television on their smartphone, not even including their computers. So I think we do have time. We just have to make time. And we have to, you know, we really have to look at different criteria in life. And I know the answer to most of this is it depends, because there's different strokes for different folks and different capital resources, different skill sets, different lifestyles, difference of willingness to change and learn a new lifestyle, differences in age and health, and there's different debt loads on each individuals. But most of the time, it really boils down to excuses. And I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. Vince isn't. We are not. But living rural puts a little more burden on yourself, because you are choosing a lifestyle that you can control a little more of your own destiny, whether it be food preparation. You know, we talked a little bit about meat today. Well, look at the stuff in meat. That's one of the reasons I raise animals and hunt and fish, folks. They got red dye in meat. They got non-meat grown in laboratories, sold in restaurants. They have steroids, hormones, and antibiotics. It's been in meat for years. Cancer rates are going through the moon. They got GMOs. They got pesticide-fed cattle. They're cloning livestock. They're modifying proteins and enzymes and probably amino acids and lots of foods, which affects the bioavailability, the absorption of nutrients, the excretion, metabolism, and the homeostasis in the body and our gut. Our gut is rejecting a lot of these new nanotechnology foods. There's been cases where there's horse meat found in Taco Bell and Burger King. I mean, why do you think the Monsantos of the world, the shareholders voted that 96% not to disclose the GMO ingredients? Because they don't want, they purposely want us sick, because 20 to 25% of GDP is based on health and being sick. And this is why immune stimulants and the knowledge is so important over immune suppressants. Now, I realize I'm a little bit of a hypocrite myself on there, because I do have a sweet tooth, but I also pay attention to a lot of the information that's out there. You know, MSG, aspartame, artificial sweeteners, nicotine, high fructose corn syrup. Everything out there is designed not just to be addictive, but propylene glycol is an additive in many foods, which is really an antifreeze. We are buying so much processed food that's synthetic, artificial, refined, and processed. That's the acronym I've used many times called SARP. For those 90% of you who live in urban, suburban America, you're consuming fluoride at very dangerous rates, and it's proven to cause cancer. It's a main ingredient in rat poisoning. China labels it as a pesticide. It's caused tooth decay and brain lesions, making women sterile. And the majority docile. I mean, there's so much information that, you know, we need to concentrate on the words that are beneficial, like antioxidant, cancer, tumor fighters, immune system stimulants and builders, and blood purifications. We need to realize that the immune system deals with inflammation, circulation, infection, detoxification, allergies, and cancers and tumors. We need to go back to learning some of those old 19th century skills. We need to realize that vitamin minerals come from the soil, not from the pretty vegetables. We need to realize that, especially during the summer months, we need to eat raw vegetables, because when you cook your vegetables over 130 degrees Fahrenheit, you kill enzymes. And enzymes, as many of, I know this audience is aware of it, but they act as catalysts for biochemical reactions that aids in digestion and nutrient support. So we need to go back to common sense and logic. We need to think about pH ranges and sensitivities. We need to think about toxins. And this lifestyle, whether you're gathering wood or growing your own vegetables or raising your own animals or hunting and fishing for your food, or you're doing your own processing, like canning them in a jar, for example, where I'm sure most of you realize you've seen as early as a year and a half, your food in freezers starts to get freezer burn. So we need to... For the 90% who live in urban, suburban America, I'm not telling everybody to move rural. I'm telling some people to think about it. And get your friends and relatives together and have a meeting. Discuss capital resources and skill sets and how you can pull it off together and change your life. And look at it as an adventure and starting new.
Yeah, and
that's
do it this
really
weekend.
The best way to
have that,
look
have that barbecue at your house this weekend. Stephen, New Mexico, you're up next.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Chivin's with us, offgridmontana.com. His book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. I have it. I've read it. I suggest you consider it. Steve in New Mexico, welcome. You're on with Rich Chivin.
Yeah, boy, I can only say I appreciate both of you on off-grid living, you know, and what you're teaching us, because you really have to think outside the box nowadays. I was wondering, I've had a pellet stove, and my brother kind of talked me into it for 10 years. What are your thoughts, both of you, on these pellet stoves? Do you think it's a good thing or it's just a waste of money?
Ben? Did you want to go first? Okay,
well,
I'll go first.
You, I'm not a big pellet stove fan, to be honest with you, Steve. I know people who have them. They mostly bought it because of ease of use. They buy the pellets at a store, and they pay a pretty good price for it. And, you know, it heats up their home pretty decent. It's still wood heat. But, you know, it's a processed pellet. It's compacted pellet, and then there's different grades of pellets, kind of like there's crude oil, sweet crude, Brent. You know, there's different. I know people who have literally bought pellets at suboptimal manufacturing houses, and they could ended up not being able to use them because they weren't real reliable. They didn't put out the BTUs. Now, what I like about wood heat, as I mentioned earlier, is that I have multiple uses. I can cook with it. I can heat my cabin with it. I have 24/7 hot water availability with it. And I got the ambiance of the glass door for light, especially when days start getting short here in northern Montana. So it depends on the functionality you want. Depends on how much easy work you want. If you want to pay significant amount for these pellets. You know, they're not cheap. And then you got to haul them into your cabin. You know, I don't know if they're 40, 50-pound bags. You know, it all depends on how you want to conduct your lifestyle. That's for you to see. But I'm not a big fan, and that's just me, because I like multiple use. I want to kill as many birds with one stone as possible.
Yeah, I hear you. Because every winter I'm spending about $800. But I was going to ask Rich, when do you think we're going to get hit by inflation? Because I've tried to tell my brother, these pellets, soon they're going to be $5. And then all of a sudden, when this inflation hits, it can go anywhere, $8-$10 a bag. It's crazy. That's just why I want to go back to wood burning.
Well, yeah, we are in a deflationary, stagflationary position right now. We don't have enough time to go into it, but I have in great detail over the years, Steve. And we are going to – they're trying to manufacture inflation at every point for the little guy. And we are going to go into an inflationary, hopefully not hyperinflationary period, but it's very possible. But when you see a reduction in demand, when you see aging demographics – you see all these stores going out of business. You see lowering wages. You see a drop in spending and a cutting of prices. Questions about the rigging of velocity of money. People postponing buying because they hope prices are going to go down. This is why they need to lower interest rates, because a lot of people are forecasting a recession, possibly a depression, especially for good jobs, in the advent of AI and all this new technology. I think that's going to be taking a lot of jobs in the future. And you know, things like political correctness, it's destroyed America by rewarding mediocrity and taking opportunity and knowledge from the little people.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and let go. But yeah, for both Vince and you, Rich, I sure have appreciated all of your knowledge. And we're heading in for big problems. There's just no doubt about it. You can't keep printing up money and throwing it in, because eventually it's all just going to blow up anyway. So, but thank
Steve,
you both.
Steve, I've got a comment for you. I've got a comment about the wood stove. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If a pellet stove is a great designed for efficiency, but you are absolutely locked into buying pellets. You can't use anything else. There is an auger. It requires electricity. Now, it produces a brilliant, really hot flame. So there's very little ash. From that perspective, it's awesome. But from a practical perspective, I can't imagine that there's a more expensive way of heating than with a pellet stove. A heat pump. A heat pump would be less expensive. Propane would be less expensive. I'm talking about per usable BTU. So, my recommendation is a wood stove, one that you can gather wood, natural wood, cut it up and put it in a wood stove. That's my recommendation.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a person can have enough pellets to get them through the winter. I don't think that's possible.
Right. It's true.
Now,
and to me, I think it's just a lazy way of making this, so you don't go out and get good exercise and chop, you know, and have wood. That's the way I look at the pellet stove.
Yeah, and Rich will tell you how many times wood heats. It heats when you cut it, it heats when you stack it, it heats when you bring it in, and it heats when you take the ash out, and it heats when you're using it to heat. Rich Sheehan, thank you so much. Steve, thank you so much.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.